This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening. And I've got the busy throat again. My apologies. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up second hour, we're going to be joined by Larry Garland from Crack and Pop. And we're going to hear all about the wonderful world of reloading that I'm about to bring to you. For those of you who haven't gotten there yet, and for those of you who are already doing it, a good source to find your supplies. That's all coming up second hour. Ohio Governor John Kasich, in his ever, never-ending quest to be right, decided to write in Senator John McCain for president, the 2008 nominee, on his absentee ballot this year. Chris Shrimp, the governor's political spokeshole, confirmed the write-in vote to Cleveland.com and said Kasich voted straight-ticket Republican on the rest of his ballot. Shrimp added that Kasich was comfortable picking McCain, the 2008 GOP nominee for president, over Trump, Democrat Hillary Clinton, and Libertarian Gary Johnson, a former Republican on the ballot, as a nonpartisan candidate. The vote is essentially a symbolic gesture because McCain is not among the 18 certified write-in candidates in Ohio, so his vote for president will not count. Kasich's protest of Trump included not showing up at the Republican National Convention despite being governor of the state it was held in. He also long pledged not to vote for Trump, even though initially he was among four Republican candidates who said they would support the nominee, whoever it ended up being. Trump's lewd comments were more than he could stand, apparently. And Donald, he said in an October 18th statement, "Donald Trump is a man I cannot and should not support. The actions of the last day are disgusting, but that's not why I reached this decision. It has been an accumulation of his words and actions that many have been warning about. I will not vote for a nominee who has behaved in a manner that reflects so poorly on our country. Our country deserves better. Our country is not going to get led by a Boy Scout, Governor Kasich. You threw away a vote, a perfectly good vote. That's fine. Feel free to do it. I don't know. You know, you couldn't close the deal. You couldn't get the votes. You couldn't close the deal. I can't wait to see how Ohio goes, because if Trump wins Ohio over you, well, that's going to be quite the statement, isn't it, Governor? The man you can't support and shouldn't support. It's all about words, isn't it? Words are much more damaging than actual actions. I don't take this lightly when I say the governor of Ohio is a moron. A moron. My vote is a very dear thing, and I wouldn't waste it for anybody. I'm not going to waste it on anybody. When I throw that vote, I'm going to be trying to hit the bullseye. I'm not going to be trying to protest. I'm not going to be out there on principle. I want to win. I want to win. Everybody that wants to have principles, we can reestablish them after we wrest control of the country and get a hold of it and actually, you know, hold it down for a second long enough for everybody to understand that the people are in charge of the United States, not politicians. Protest. Principles. Principles are, they're not something we can afford right now. I hate to tell you this, we're in combat. We're in ideological combat. Our ideological nation is at stake here. We've got a criminal in a tight race with a guy who talks like a guy in a locker room. He got the most votes for the Republican nomination because the other Republicans were non-inspirational. They did not inspire anybody. They couldn't even buy it. I mean, you know, I hear so much about money in politics, and then I see an example of like Jeb Bush. $125 million, 4%. That's what it bought him, 4%. You can't buy. You can buy advertising. You can buy signs. Although, I'm going to come out with my own sign. I have heard, I mean, I've got friends up in Michigan that are reporting this too. I've heard about all of these Trump signs that are being pulled out of the yard. I'm going to make a sign with a power source in the middle of it. I've seen some video of these signs that like shock people when they grab them. I'm going to make that something that I sell in bulk. And then when they come rolling up to try to steal the signs, they're going to get a little pop. And, oh, Bill, I'm booby trapping the signs. And if the boobies are dumb enough to come and try to steal the signs, well, they deserve everything they're going to get. Are we actually out there? There's some people that are saying, well, you know, because I've seen people do this. Why are the signs up? And they're like, that's sort of a harsh response. To theft. It's okay for somebody to come into your yard and steal something you stick in your yard. Is that right? Is that where we're at on that one? I mean, if the guy would come up while you're driving around, you know, cutting your grass and everything and snatch it up. Okay, now we're talking. We might have a party then. But this stealing them in the dead of the night, wearing the hoods and running up and all this other stuff. Okay. Why do you guys have to exist in the dark? If the cause is so compassionate. That's my question. That's the only question I have. I can't wait for, by the way, I can't wait for all of these. I can't wait for the 9th of November. I really can't. I cannot wait for it. I'm ready to get back to my regularly scheduled program. I'm trying to forestall something that I think is inevitable at some point down in my lifetime anyway. I hope I'm wrong about it, but I'm trying to forestall that by, hopefully doing what little I can do to help Trump get elected against Clinton. That's what I'm trying to do. But I can't wait to get back to the gun stuff. Gun stuff is of paramount importance. When all else fails, those of us that are standing there regarding things, we're the ones that will keep the order. We're the ones that will make sure nothing goes bump in the night. Coming up on the first break, when we get back, we're going to talk about James Comey. He finds himself at the center of a very divisive presidential election now. This is something he tried to avoid. He has failed in that attempt of his own there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all the creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Here we have James Comey. Lifetime of service. Finally, the head of the FBI. Almost nominated to the Supreme Court. He's dead center of a huddle of the bitterest, most divisive presidential election in memory. And he tried hard not to get in the middle of it. He decided not to recommend prosecution of Hillary Clinton in July. But his hand was evidently forced when agents brought him news of the existence of a vast trove of emails related to Hillary Clinton's homebrew server. And voluntarily or not, James Comey is now a key player in the highest stakes political game our Constitution offers. And he's playing his cards like a riverboat gambler. Now, two pieces of news yesterday seem to indicate that a complicated game is being played by Comey now that he understands what he is in the midst of. Reuters reports that Comey, in the expression used by the UK Daily Mail, called Loretta Lynch's bluff when she tried to get him to keep secret the discovery of hundreds of thousands of emails. Coming from the UK Daily Mail, we get this. An astonishing confrontation between the Attorney General and the FBI Director over Hillary Clinton's emails was revealed Monday. Sources told Reuters how James Comey, the FBI boss, challenged Loretta Lynch, the nation's most senior prosecutor, over whether she was directing him to keep the bombshell discovery of new relevant emails secret from Congress. The Comey-Lynch confrontation unfolded on Thursday, sometime after Comey was fully briefed on the existence of the trove of emails uncovered by agents investigating Anthony Weiner's sexting of a 15-year-old girl. Lynch made it known that she thought his decision violated department policy, a source familiar with the matter told Reuters on Monday. As Comey and Lynch aides debated last Thursday whether alerting Congress about the emails would comply with the long-standing Justice Department policy against announcing overt investigative steps that would influence an upcoming election, Comey asked whether he was being explicitly directed not to do so. Lynch wisely, and I say that with no reservation, gave Comey no such order. So Comey cornered Lynch into having to take responsibility for what she wanted done. Well done. Well done. Finally. Forced accountability. So this shows us that Comey is indeed a skilled bureaucratic infighter and that he is now playing hardball with Lynch and Obama and Clinton. And apparently the hardball message was already received by the White House even before the Reuters report, Josh Earnest told the White House press corps, President Barack Obama does not believe FBI Director James Comey is attempting to influence this year's presidential vote. The president doesn't believe that he's secretly strategizing to benefit one candidate or one political party. He's in a tough spot, and he's the one who will be in a position to defend his actions in the face of significant criticism from a variety of legal experts, including individuals who served in senior Department of Justice positions in administrations led by presidents in both parties. The White House had no role in Comey's decision to inform Congress he was investigating new emails related to Hillary Clinton's private server, he added. Earnest said he would neither defend nor criticize the decision. He's aiming to preserve the integrity of the review into whether additional emails discovered on a laptop belonging to Anthony Weiner are relevant to an investigation into Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. What a big guy. Listen, all of these past guys that you see parading around right now saying, this is just not done. They don't matter. They do not matter. They are past. They're done. They're no longer. They're, in other words, they're unemployed. They don't matter. We have no way of knowing exactly what is behind this startling rejection of the claims of the Hillary's campaign and Harry Reid. But it is indicative of strife on the Dem side. Now, I happen to think that Comey has already let Obama know that the use of a pseudonym to send email to Hillary on her unsecure server is, in fact, a crime that he committed, that Obama committed. And, you know, maybe everybody's sitting back there right now, the, you know, Obama and Comey looking at this going, it would be such a shame if that had to be made an issue. But maybe Obama wants Hillary to win, but not to win big. And after all, there are competing political machines of Obama and Clinton to consider, as well as the personal dislike. And then I have a friend who has a little bit of a theory. You saw that an article at Drudge about Podesta's BF edit at DOJ and how now all of a sudden the DOJ wants to help the FBI go through the emails to expedite things. There's the hook. That's why Ernest Obama slash Obama were playing nice with Comey. They want him to think they're being helpful and to cooperate with the DOJ. But we all know once the DOJ gets those emails, they'll either be deemed yoga slash wedding emails or they will get lost or deleted. And that's why they praised him. It's bait to lure him into their trap. They'll find a way to take Comey down and be the scapegoat. I often sit around and say, when you're looking at these end games, these inside games of the fight that goes on, the jockeying for position and everything, all that's missing are those nice, you know, Panama hats and the white suits to complete the Banana Republic motif. Because we're already living in one. It's up there on the Potomac, the Banana Republic of the U.S., our nation's capital. We'll see. Comey is going to have to, I mean, when you take a gambit like this and you basically are flushing a lot of things away, he probably has an exit out of this. And he'll have to exploit that. He's going to have to use that. He's going to have to run it for everything he's got. So we'll see. We'll see what he gets out of it. When we get back, we're going to talk about something the left discovered this past week with all of this coming to light. You know, the left has discovered that life's unfair. Isn't that tough? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. The political left keeps announcing, as if they've made a new discovery, that life is unfair. Have they never read Thomas Gray's elegy written in a country churchyard more than 2.5 centuries ago? What about economic historian David S. Landis' statement that the world has never been a level playing field? In the joint autobiography of Milton Friedman and his wife Rose, they say everywhere in the world there are gross inequities of income and wealth. They offend most of us. Few can fail to be moved by the contrast between the luxury enjoyed by some and the grinding poverty suffered by others. Moreover, he left behind a foundation dedicated to promoting school choice so that disadvantaged children could get a better education for a better chance in life. So what is it that the political left is saying that they think is so new, such a breakthrough, such a necessity for progress? And more important, what test of evidence, if any, have they ever subjected their notions to? No one has presented the social vision of the left more often than Nicholas Kristof of the New York Times. No one has been more certain than those who did not happen to share his vision. Just don't get it, as he has repeatedly declared. Mr. Kristof's essay, Growing Up Poor in America, in the October 30th New York Times, is a classic example of the mindset of the left. Begins with the story of a poor black teenager in Arkansas being raised by a single mom. Sometimes he goes hungry, and his home does not even have one book. But it does have television sets with huge screens, and apparently there's money enough to buy marijuana. Now, surely, we could all agree here at this point that this young fellow has a very unpromising future prospect ahead of him, and that this is a human tragedy. The circumstances of his life are unfair to him, and none of us would want certainty who are brought up in a setting that is full of dangers and with a low probability of improvement. But that's not enough for Mr. Kristof or for the political left in general. Of such youngsters, he said, as a society, we fail them long before they fail us. Now, hold on, Missy. When did society make the decisions and engage in the actions that have led to this teenager being in the bad situation he is in? And just when did society acquire either the omniscience or the omnipotence to prevent it? When the left says society, what they usually mean is government. And that is apparently what society means in this case. For Kristof laments that this teenager is the kind of person whom America's presidential candidates just don't talk about. If the left chooses to believe that government intervention is the answer to such tragedies, that is their right, after all. But if they expect the rest of us to share this belief, surely they could subject that belief to some empirical test, which they haven't. But we can. The 1960s were the triumphant decade of those who wanted government intervention to solve what they called social problems. How'd that work out? What were the things like before the social vision triumphed? And what were the things like afterwards? Homicide victimization rates among black males were going down substantially in the 1940s and the 1950s, but homicide victimization rates reversed and skyrocketed in the 1960s, wiping out all the progress of the two previous decades. When the 1960s began, most black children were born into families with both a mother and a father. After the great welfare state expansion during the 1960s, most black children were born to a single mother, like the youngster in Arkansas today. Kristof's essay also mentions a teenage girl who was a single mother and suggests that sex education could have prevented her from getting pregnant. Teenage pregnancy was going down. Let me say that again, down during the 1950s. It reversed and shot up after the 1960s began bringing the sex education vision into the schools across the country. Very similar trends occurred in England after very similar visions and policies also triumphed there in the 1960s. So perhaps it is the left that just doesn't get it or cannot face the hard fact that its own vision and policies worsened the very things that they claimed would be made better. See, I see this all the time. The city I live in, Greenville, is in the middle of growing pains right now, and it's in 20 years it's going to look nothing like it does now. It's going to be much bigger, but it's in the middle of that happening now. And I was sitting somewhere having lunch the other day, and there was a man who had grown up like this teenager in Arkansas. It was tearing me apart to watch this. Because here's a human who's sitting on he's sitting in a chair on a sidewalk. He's found an orange. And he is consuming this orange with the greatest of gusto. He is dressed in rags. He is, it looks like he's got one garbage bag and one shoulder bag. And I mean, he's gotten his money's worth out of the shoulder bag. And I couldn't stand it. And I went outside and I slipped him some cash. And you know what? That made no difference in that guy's life. I might have bought him a sandwich or a meal, but that's nothing. That's no difference. But I don't know how he got there. I reacted to what I saw, to a human plight. I reacted to what I saw. Saw it again today. Did it again today. It's not that I'm a soft touch. It's that I cannot stand, you know, there's a part of me that looks, you know, for all of my self-defense acumen and everything that I've tried to develop and everything I continue to try to develop, I look at people and see people. And when I see people being ignored by other people, like they're not there, these are the very same people that would tell me that I'm the one to blame. They would tell me that you're the one to blame, that society is to blame for their plight. Whereas I'm trying to do some little something to give this soul a moment of, I don't know what. I don't even know what I give. You know, when I'm slipping somebody $20, I don't know what that does for them. I hope it makes a difference, but I, you know, honestly, how can it? These people that talk about this, though, they're standing on the shoulders of these people that they don't look at in order to try to crank and take away our rights. Wind that crank, take away our rights. That's what they're trying to do. And, you know, I see them out there. I do see them out there. I don't see any people from the left sweeping down and trying to take them in to make their lot in life better. I don't see that happening at all. When we get back, we're going to go to a galaxy far, far away. Just for something to change the subject. We'll be right back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minipan Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minipan Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinipanStove.com. That's MinipanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be. Yes, it can. Especially when you can see the bottom of your ammo can. Trust me. I know. There's a company called Nightscope, and they have a line of something they call the Autonomous Data Machines. This is coming, by the way, from the desk of David Kodrya. Capable of taking a 360-degree HD video feed, if you will. They can detect a physical presence. They can recognize license plates and faces. Sounds a lot like my Ford Escape. Apparently, they're called the K5. K5s have broadcasting and sophisticated monitoring capabilities to keep public spaces, such as malls and office buildings, monitored for crime as they rove through open areas and halls and corridors, working to detect suspicious activity and could soon be able to detect your gun. David had to look at this one close. So on the Seed Invest Equity crowdfunding platform, hopeful proprietor Nightscope uses a hashtag #StopTheViolence hashtag to supplement its claim that autonomous security robots provide advanced detection capabilities at $7 per hour, aiming to define the future of security. Now, the reason they're doing this? He said, we started Nightscope because we were horrified by the mass shooting at Sandy Hook and the impact of 9/11 on our country. We're all tired of waking up every morning to see a new horrific event in our news feeds. No number of thoughts and prayers is going to solve the problem. Our team wakes up every morning with a singular focus and chance to do something about it. And we have and will continue to put our blood, sweat, and tears into the effort of better protecting our country and keeping our communities safer, no matter what it takes. See, let me say a few things about this, if I may. I don't know which of these that I'm seeing is the actual device, the K5. If it is the one picture I'm seeing, this looks like a rolling around upright suppository with camera lenses built on it. I do not know how having one of those on the plane stops the hijacking of the 9/11 planes. We would be able to film it. That would be, I guess, okay. We could film it, and then after, you know, if they could find, you know, how much of those pieces of aircraft did we ever find? Did we ever find anything as big as, say, oh, I don't know, a memory card like the K5 might have in it to record all this stuff? And then, you know, how would this have prevented Sandy Hook? Now, they're talking about preventing this at all costs, but I mean, this is like me saying, well, you know, I shaved my head, therefore, get your eyes checked. What the founders deemed necessary to the security of a free state must no longer apply now that venture capitalists and the techno-weenies have decided an R2-D2 clone is just the ticket. Now, a couple of things about the AI suppository. It can be rendered useless with a hefty bag or a Louisville slugger or any countless number of ways. Apparently, that's not much of a concern. I wonder if it's weather sealed. That would be interesting. As for stopping another developing Sandy Hook, these droids, if you will, are not. They're not. They're not bullet resistant. A well-placed 223.556 round or two. We'll get to film Sandy Hook starting, but the armed response team is still going to be minutes away. I would love to know how they plan to stop another 9/11, and it's up to Nightscope to flesh that one out. Without details, that expectation seems beyond ludicrous, although the case could be made that there's no shortage of programmed TSA drones anyway. Now, as for detecting guns, unless they're being brandished, which means a victim pool and witnesses equipped with cell phones will be flooding the 9/11 switchboard, what else will the robot do? Assuming it can't scan through clothes, differentiate between lawful and unlawful open and concealed carry, or fire back, what will it actually do that less expensive and superior human options won't? Besides rolling around and giving the clueless cud chewers a feeling that they're being protected in a gun-free zone. All the while discouraging the only real defensive choices out there. There's no substitute for individual preparedness, situational awareness, and training. If you think that a ovoid-shaped rolling-around Coke machine is going to save you, you are wrong. In the event that Adam Lanza or Muhammad Atta or John Wayne Gacy, or the Joker, any of these guys present themselves to you with the K5 between you and them, the K5 may pivot, and it may pivot and spin on its little axis, and watch one of those bad guys come at you, and then they will watch them gut you. They will not stop it. They will, however, have face detection, so they'll be able to go, oh, look, it's the Joker. With his friend John Wayne Gacy. Yay. You'll still be dead. And we'll have a horrific attack in high definition. We. Look. Man, deep down, for those of you who may be a little skittish about this. Let me tell you a little secret. We are deep down perfect killing machines. Perfect. We have the capacity to reason and to learn. We know how to adapt. We are perfect at it. We don't need to go out and, you know, get us something from the mind of Lucas to make things better. Armed offense is only going to be stopped with armed defense, with ferocious, outrageous, overwhelming armed defense. I'm talking tactics. I'm talking all kinds of pain being brought down upon the offender. And then just like the machine, just like the K5, we have to be able to turn it off because we are human. But we do have to know when to start, when to stop. And we can do this autonomously. We do not need a machine that's only going to do what it's told to do. I have no use for a automated flashing light with a couple of camera lenses on the sides, suppository rolling around trying to keep me safe. I got it. I'll handle it. You can go somewhere else and maybe play a nice game of chess. Please, solitaire something. I don't need you in my way. You're just going to get knocked over. I would have loved to have had something like that when I was smoking and I could have mounted an ashtray on top of it, just whistled for it to come by and let me flip my ash into it. But barring that, I got no use for those things. Hey, you know what? These are not the droids that we're looking for. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by one of the principals from Kraken Pop. That would be Larry Garland, new sponsor of the show, the reloading specialist that they are, largest, biggest, number one Dillon dealer in the country. I'm not sure what the detail is on that. We'll be right back.
Trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.